and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio, warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. I'm Brian Moonen, and I am sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. The truth is God's Word, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Praise God. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's on your mind. All the time. He knows where you've been. He knows where you're going. He knows what you're thinking. It's not Santa Claus. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the false God that comes around this time of year that we see in Hollywood and commercials and in advertisements. It's a satanic replacement for the Lord. Yes, he knows when you're thinking, he knows what you're doing, he knows if you're bad or good, and he rewards you for good. We know that we're saved by grace through faith alone, and not of good works, lest any man should boast. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who knows our thoughts, he judges our hearts, amen. Just a free tidbit. This week we're going to talk about dark to light. The true light is only found in Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a lot of things online these days where I see dark to light, from darkness to light. It's kind of a theme going on with certain movements. And I just wanted to say that if the light that they're talking about is not actually Jesus Christ and his revealed word, the word of God, the Bible, the word made flesh, anything to do with Jesus, it's a false light. And there are many false lights in the world. There are many antichrists in the world right now. We just mentioned one, Satan Claus. Speaking of lights, when you put up lights to supposedly celebrate something that's not in the Bible, those lights don't represent the light of the world, Jesus Christ. You can't represent him with electricity, with fake, false light that's generated through a little power grid that's temporary. No, that doesn't represent anything to do with the Lord. You know what represents the Lord? His holy word that everybody hates in the world. The people who are celebrating this season hate his word. They hate him. And I have mostly lost neighbors putting up all these lights and doing all these rituals. It has nothing to do with Christ. They hate Jesus Christ, but they love this little season because they love themselves. And they love to feel like they're a little good person. The Bible says there is none good. No, not one. We have all, like sheep, gone astray. And that is why Jesus Christ came, is to save us from our sins. There is no festival in the Bible that is a winter solstice that was taken up by the Catholic Church. And it was placed in the calendar along with all the other pagan holidays that they co-opted to allow all the pagan things to be done and slap Christian on it when they're not even Christians to begin with. But those poisons, those leavens were brought in by the unholy Roman Catholic Church, closer to 400 AD. And the apostles of God never celebrated these Roman festivals. These festivals were there when Jesus Christ walked the earth. He did not do these things. The apostles did not do these things and take the name of the Lord in vain and try to say it had anything to do with him. No, they did not. It's just a little reminder to get back to this study, which ties in, I mean, dark to light. This is the time of year when that's why they have the winter solstice. It turns from the darkest, starts going back to the days, start getting longer again, the light. They worship the sun, S-U-N, God, Sol Invictus. That's what the Roman festival was, and Saturnalia was part of it. Okay, drinking, merriment, eating, giving gifts, all those things are pagan customs that they did at this time. Obviously, I'm not against eating. I'm not against giving people gifts. We do it all year long. We're supposed to give. It's better to give than to receive, the Lord said. But tying it in with the festival is another story. That's where you take something that's a lie and try to have it make something to do with the truth. We're forbidden to do that. God said, learn not the ways of the heathen. Jesus said, God is a spirit. He must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. We can't make up our own truth and mix it around and expect God to put his approval to it, bless it, love it, accept it. No, God has his own word, and he has declared his own ways, his own times, and his own purpose. Jesus said to remember what he did on the cross in the Lord's Supper. We have baptism and the Lord's Supper as ordinances of the church. But even more beyond that, you can't mix the holy and the profane. You know, in time of Moses, what did his brother Aaron say? He said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. He literally, they planned all this stuff to do that God didn't tell him to do that was sinful. Pagan, you could say. And he called it a feast unto the Lord. Did God accept it? No, it's something that they chose, that they made up. A lot of people are ignorant. They don't know the facts. But if you hear something that's true and you ignore it, then maybe you're open to chastening. Then maybe you have a decision to make with the Lord. Search out the matter for yourself and see, you know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And when I learned the truth, I had to separate. I had to say, in good conscience, I can't continue to do these things because I know they're not of the Lord. They're not in the Bible. However, in history, they are tied to Antichrist false cults. And, you know, witches and pagans gleefully and still happily celebrate, you know, this season with all the same customs. It's not something that we made up for fun and added it in out of our own liberty. It's something that they made up, and it predates the birth of Christ on earth. And that's why I can't be part of it. It's false light. And that's what we're talking about today, a warning. Now, Proverbs 16:15 says, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Praise God. Amen. In the king's countenance, in the light of the king's countenance, his light, there is life. Jesus is the light of the world. There's no darkness in him. Okay, there's nothing in him, in his ways, that you can point to and say, like I was just doing with these festivals, you can't point to anything in the Lord and say, that's sketchy, or his light brings life. Praise God. John 1:4-5, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. See, the pattern here is that his light is tied in with life, eternal life. Amen. John 12:36, while ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. Amen. John 12:46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Praise God. Jesus Christ separates the truth from lies. He separates the light from the darkness. He exposes the darkness. He doesn't take part in it. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Praise God. There's such a strong delineation there in God's word. When we come back, we're going to continue this study and look at eventually the warnings about accepting false light in place of the true light of Jesus Christ. We'll be right back on Truth Dealer Radio.
Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com.
Most of you know that I love great coffee. Recently, I made a discovery right here in my hometown of Rome, New York. Broster's Coffee Company, specializing in single-origin, organic, fair-trade, small-batch coffee. My favorite dark roast is the Nicaraguan. When you use the promo code TRUTH, you will receive 10% off your online purchase at thebroasters.com. THEBROASTERS.com. Broster's Coffee Company. Hashtag roasted in Rome.
KJVPrepper.com. Christian t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and gospel tracts with the powerful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Striking at the evil heart of the satanic end times culture in which we are living. That's why KJV Prepper Christian shirts are worn to warn. All designs are original and all apparel is printed here in beautiful upstate New York. KJVPrepper.com. Christian apparel, worn to warn.
Did you know that Big Apple Music has been in business for over 40 years? They have a great selection of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, digital pianos, and much more. Did you also know that they offer music lessons right here locally, and they rent instruments? Their experienced staff can also repair instruments and sound systems. Located on Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, and Saturday, 9 to 6. That's Big Apple Music, Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford. Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And before the break, we read 1 Thessalonians 5:5, ye are all the children of light. Obviously, this is talking about souls who are saved. These are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. These are those who have repented from their dead works, put all their faith, by God's grace, put all their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his finished gospel, his work on the cross. He came, he was born of a virgin. Yes. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again on the third day in fulfillment of the scriptures. And he came because we all, like sheep, have gone astray. We're all sinners. We've all broken the Ten Commandments. Jesus never broke any commandments. Jesus Christ is sinless. He laid down his life for his brethren. He laid his life down for us on purpose to die in our place. He paid the price. He paid the punishment. Shed his holy blood at Calvary on the cross for you. People who trust in him for the forgiveness of their sins know that there's nothing they can do to earn heaven. You can't add to what Jesus did. You can't add to his holy sacrifice that was accepted by the Father in heaven when he raised Jesus from the dead. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit. We have the discernment of God. And by God's grace, we've been saved and set apart from the world, set apart, called out of the world. And this verse, Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. walk as children of light. That's a direct calling to walk according to the calling of the Lord in holiness. We're not saved by holiness, by being good and refusing sin and turning away. That's the fruit of it after you're saved. But this calling is a command, and it's throughout the New Testament. We are supposed to deny ourselves and take up our cross. We are supposed to walk circumspectly and not as fools. We are supposed to walk as children of light and not mingle the holy with the profane and not mingle in the darkness. Amen? Colossians 1, 12 through 14, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. And that's what I was just talking about a minute ago, the gospel. And in this verse here, we can notice we're in the kingdom of his dear Son now. Once you're saved, you're accepted in the Beloved, you're a child of God, you're a child of light. And that's why we're walking in the light. Now we're called to walk. Now we're an example of Jesus Christ here in the world. Psalm 36, 7 through 9. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Praise God. And this light that we're going to see by God's grace is true light. It's the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, in heaven, we're not going to need the sun and the moon to shine the light. The Lord himself, out of his holy city, New Jerusalem, will be the light that shines. There will be no need of any external lights. Amen. And we also will shine forth, it says, interestingly. So beware. We need to beware of false light in this world, that's for sure. Matthew 6:23, Jesus Christ said, "But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" Now what can that be talking about? What kind of light could actually be darkness? Well, that would be false light of the devil. See, the devil is very tricky. He doesn't just look like a monster, like, you know, in the movies and commercials and things. He is a false bearer of false light. 2 Corinthians 11:13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." See, the word Lucifer, right? Light bearer, it means, I think in Latin, it's Masonic, Freemasons and New Age religions, and pagan false religions. They all use light imagery. They call themselves light workers, some of them. Those aren't Christians, light workers. If you see that term or that name, don't walk, run. They use energy, imagery, and all these New Age terms and things like that. It's false light. It is a false deception that, at the end at least, is going to overtake the world. There will be many people given over to a strong delusion. And this New Age awakening, they call it, could very well be part of that. It could be soon, I don't know. The world is certainly thrusting towards that. But those in darkness hate the true light of Jesus Christ. And if you tell them something isn't right with their false light, they get very angry. It's the devils and the unclean spirits. They hate the truth. They hate the true light, Jesus Christ, the only true light, okay? The only way, the truth, and the life. They get very upset and very mad when you try to explain to them in a very simple way, that's not right. We should separate from it. We shouldn't do that. Well, that's not the way the devil operates. He's super inclusive. He wants you to be able to do and feel everything on your road to destruction, your broad road. Your very tolerant broad road. Your very inclusive road. The road that most people are on, according to Jesus. Many, many are on that road. Few are on the narrow path, which leadeth to life. John 3:19-21, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And that's what I was just talking about. People who don't love the truth don't want to hear it. They don't like to be challenged. And the slightest bit of conviction or actual separating truth from error or really changing something in their life, they get very upset and mad at you. You know, they got mad at Jesus too when he told them that they were all a bunch of Pharisees and children of the devil. These are people who thought they were on their way to heaven too, because they had a lot of rituals and a lot of holidays and a lot of things that some of their rituals were even in the Old Testament. They were placing their faith in their works. And they were also ignoring the Holy Spirit of God, the warnings of God, and the actual Son of God who told them to their face to search the scriptures. They're about me, he said. He told them, you're wrong. You're on the wrong path. You're on your way to hell. And they didn't want to hear that. So you're not a good time, Charlie, when you tell people the truth like that. The true light divides. Genesis 1:4, God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Amen? That true light, they comprehended it not. They hate the light. See, they want their false light. They want everything flooded with their false light, actually. So it blinds them so much they can't see. And 2 Timothy 1:7-11 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Praise God. You see, the light that Christ brings is all about eternal life, and it's found in the gospel. It's found in Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. And I'm telling you, this false light that's in the world is very bright. It can be blinding, distracting. and very deceiving. That's the whole point, why the devil tries to appear that way as an angel of light, to deceive. All of these people saying that, you know, there's going to be a dark to light and everybody's going to, the bad guys are going to get put in jail and everything. That would be nice. But let's not equate that with Jesus Christ's gospel. A real great awakening takes place when men and women and children humble themselves before God and cry out to God for the forgiveness of their sins, and their souls are saved en masse. That has happened in the past, and we can pray that it happens again. But that's the definition of a great awakening, dark to light in a person's soul. And only Jesus Christ can bring about that change. Only Jesus Christ, the true Jesus Christ of the Bible, not the false New Age Christ. Only Jesus Christ can carry you from death unto life by God's grace, because he is the one, he's the only mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. He is the only one you can go to and ask for forgiveness of sins based on what he did at the cross for you and me. There is no other mediator. There is no priest. There is no other character that can come into that equation and forgive you of your sins so that you can have peace with God. Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. And it's a free gift. Salvation is a free gift. Romans chapter 5, 14 through 17. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So I just want to remind you all to share the gift of Jesus Christ all year, in season and out of season, and beware of the false light that is being promoted everywhere you look in the world. It's not the light of the Lord. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ is found in his holy word. Amen. And it's the gospel, right? And it leads to eternal life in Christ. Thank you again for listening. Hope you tune in again next time. God bless you all. Be strong.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus. Some folks out there just might be listening.